This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. In addition to the shortwave broadcast that most of you listen to, we are now on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lichinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 in the morning and 6:30 p.m. each Sunday evening. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us on 95.9 FM. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact Vision for Christ through our website contact page. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that again at the end of the program. Do you know Jesus? I mean really, really know Him. When people speak of knowing Jesus, they refer to having a relationship with Him. Being a Christian is more than knowing about Jesus. Being a Christian is knowing Him personally. Jesus spoke of the need to know the Savior when He prayed, "This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent." That's John chapter 17, verse 3. In Genesis 4:1, we see how the Bible uses the word know to refer to having intimate knowledge of someone. "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain." While knowing does not always refer to marital intimacy, it does convey much more closeness than between casual friends or acquaintances. It is one thing to know about a sports hero, and quite another thing to be a friend of that athlete. You can read every news article on your hero, memorize every statistic, and collect every piece of sports memorabilia, yet never really know the athlete himself, personally. To truly know a sports hero, you would have to do more than watch him play. You would have to have a relationship with him based on time spent together and regular conversation. When a person truly knows Jesus, it is on the basis of a relationship. They spend time together and talk regularly. And when we know Jesus, we also know God. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. That's 1 John 5:20. How can you know Jesus? Romans 10, verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." You must believe that Jesus is Lord and that He has risen from the dead. The reason He died was to pay for your sin. 1 Peter 2:24 informs us, "He carried our sins in His own body when He died on a cross. In doing this, we may be dead to sin and alive to all that is right and good. His wounds have healed you." When you trust in Christ, you receive Jesus and become part of His family. John 1:12 reads, "He gave the right and the power to become children of God to those who received Him. He gave this to those who put their trust in His name." In addition, John 3:16 says that you have been given eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This life includes eternity with Christ in heaven and is available to you and to anyone who believes in Jesus Christ. I have had people ask me, what does it mean that Jesus saves? Jesus saves is a popular slogan on bumper stickers, signs at athletic events, and even banners being pulled across the sky by small airplanes. Sadly, few who see the phrase Jesus saves truly and fully understand what it means. There is a tremendous amount of power and truth packed into those two words. Jesus saves, but who is Jesus? Jesus is God, who came to earth as a true human being, 1 John 4:2. God became a human being in the person of Jesus in order to save us. That brings up the next question, why do we need to be saved? Jesus saves, but you may ask, why do I need to be saved? Well, the Bible declares that every human being who has ever lived has sinned. Ecclesiastes 7:20, Romans 3:23 support this. To sin is to do something, whether in thought, word, or deed, that contradicts the perfect and holy character of God. Because of our sin, we all deserve judgment from God. Read John 3:18 and John 3:36. God is perfectly just, so he cannot allow sin and evil to go unpunished. Since God is infinite and eternal, and since all sin is ultimately against God, only an infinite and eternal punishment is sufficient. Eternal death is the only just punishment for sin, and that is why we need to be saved. Jesus saves us by dying in our place. In the person of Jesus Christ, God sacrificed himself on our behalf, paying the infinite and eternal penalty only he could pay. 2 Corinthians 5:21 reads, Christ never sinned, but God put our sin on him. Then we are made right with God because of what Christ has done for us. 1 John 2:2, and he himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. He paid for our sins with his own blood. Jesus took the punishment that we deserve in order to save us from a horrible eternal destiny, the just consequence, though, of our sin. Because of his great love for us, Jesus laid down his life, paying the penalty that we had earned, but could not pay. Jesus was then resurrected, coming back to life, demonstrating that his death was indeed sufficient to pay the penalty for our sins. Jesus saves all who will receive his gift of salvation. Jesus saves all those who fully trust in his sacrifice alone as the payment for sin. While the sacrifice of Jesus was perfectly sufficient to pay for the sins of all humanity, Jesus only saves those who personally receive his most precious of gifts. If you now understand what it means that Jesus saves, and you want to trust in him as your personal Savior. If that's the case, make sure you understand and believe the following as an act of faith. Communicate this fact to God in words something like this. God, I know that I am a sinner, and I know that because of my sin I deserve to be eternally separated from you. Even though I do not deserve it, thank you for loving me and providing the sacrifice for my sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and I trust in him alone to save me. From this point forward, God, help me to live my life for you instead of for sin. Help me to live the rest of my life in gratitude to you, God, for the wonderful salvation you have provided through your Son, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now let me point out that this prayer that I just quoted does not save you. Just saying the prayer has no power. But it does help you in expressing gratitude to God and lets you tell God you understand exactly what you do believe. But it is believing in God, truly believing, that is saving you, not that prayer. But still, that's a nice prayer to pray if that represents what you really believe. Is there anything else you have to know about Jesus? Well, knowing Jesus is not based on what we do. Knowing Jesus is based on faith in Him, like I just said, believing in Him. Romans 5:8 teaches, God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This great love brought Jesus from heaven to earth to live, to die, and to return to life to provide salvation for us. Again, if you truly and sincerely believe in Jesus, you may want to tell Him so. Again, in words something like this: Dear God, I realize I am a sinner and could never reach heaven by my own good deeds. Right now, I place my faith in Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Please forgive me of my sins and help me to live for You. Thank You for accepting me on the basis of faith and giving me eternal life. Well, friend, I am going to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with You, Father God. Amen. Now I will review some letters we have received at Vision for Christ from you, our radio listeners. A man in Zimbabwe writes, Thank you for your program on Radio Africa 2 that has encouraged me to become a better person doing the will of God. I now walk as a true servant of God. And now, here is a letter from a man from Ghana who says, I am grateful to be listening to your program on Radio Africa for some time now. It has been a source of hope and comfort during trying times. I have been greatly encouraged to continue to persevere in the Christian walk by this broadcast, especially at times when I would want to give up. Thank you to my listener friend from Ghana, and to all of you who feel discouraged from time to time. Let me remind you that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, The person who endures to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole inhabited earth as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. To those words of Jesus I say, Even so, come, Lord Jesus! Here is a special broadcast note on the new FM station on which we are now heard. We are so glad to be included on the schedule of Light of Mozambique. In addition to the shortwave broadcasts that most of you listen to, we are now also on a gospel FM station called Light of Mozambique at 95.9 FM in Lachinga, Mozambique. We are on the air there at 7:30 in the morning and 6:30 each Sunday evening. If you are in eastern Zambia, central Malawi, or southern Tanzania, you should be able to hear us at 95.9 FM. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people. Everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio there for past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our internet website. And that address again is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said on this broadcast or past ones, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final challenge found in the Bible in Philippians 3:10. which says, "My aim is to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings, and to be like Him."